One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Join our party line now. 1-800.
The Ed Hollander Attack Show.
Super big dick energy.
Super. But
did you have fun?
I had a blast.
I had a really good time.
I was exhausted.
It's 2/6 of the funniest gay comics.
Bisexual.
America's favorite bisexuals.
Is pussy work or pussy work?
Everybody pussy work! Yeah! Pussy work! Yeah! Pussy work!
The Ed Hollander Attack Show.
We think this Jew stuff is very funny.
All right, so
especially when you think about it. There's no good reason that Bird and Aladdin would get along.
I'll peck your eyes out! Oh, goddamn. You goddamn mongrel!
No!
Oh, my God. Well, Adam, thanks for being on the last episode.
The Ed Hollander Attack Show.
Tell him I'm fucking coming!
Hello, America. Thank you for listening to Ad Hominem Radio. This is Chris Paul.
I don't like your jerk-off face. I don't like your jerk-off behavior. And I don't like you, jerk-off.
Here with Jeremy Shear.
You're a cunt. You're a cunt now. You've always been a cunt.
Tabitha Jones.
Where did you learn your trade, you stupid fucking cunt, you idiot?
And Kyle Honhorst.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
Hey, Jeremy. Hey, Tabitha.
Hey, Chris.
Hi, Chris.
We're here. We're recording a show.
Wow.
That's what we're doing.
We're doing it. We got here and we're doing it.
Can't believe it.
Another week. Another week. Same show. Same shorts.
Yeah.
Different theme song.
Look. It's getting to the point now where I think I can start wearing pants out in public again. So.
I think this is the, like, your the Jeremy action figure. Like, it's the same.
It really is. We've got the iconic hat on today. We got the old hat.
Yeah.
We've got those same shorts and a Chris Paw t-shirt.
Right, which the rest of him removes any flattery I would have about that.
You see him. You see
the
him.
Balance down.
Yeah, you see him wearing those shorts, and you're like, "Please don't wear my shirt."
Yeah.
Not with those shorts.
It's like somebody framing your art in literal shit. Here, I love this piece. I've made a frame for it out of my turds.
How does that make you feel, Jeremy?
It makes me feel like I need to frame a piece of Chris Paw art in literal turds.
Good.
I think that needs to happen, and I'm trying to figure out which paw piece, if you will, would look good surrounded by turds.
Commission him to do a portrait of your own turds. And then frame that turd portrait in
you,
more turds.
If you think there's enough Jew money in the world.
Good God.
That I could sit and look at a reference photo of Jeremy's turds. Out of your mind, ma'am.
I like our conscious effort to just continue to refer to them as turds.
I was thinking more like I would just shit on your couch and be like, here you go, buddy. Still life.
Still life.
Those are not real fruit. I don't know why you think it would be real turds.
Fair.
This is just the kind of world Jeremy wants to live in.
I know you know about fake fruit. I watched Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Please don't relate to me based on that show.
It's a very roundabout your people joke.
Oh, okay. I didn't watch Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Sure.
Yeah, I should probably.
It's like if Seinfeld was good.
Okay.
If Seinfeld was funny.
I can see that, kind of.
Well, it's just all the mean parts of Seinfeld, they take it, put it in Curb instead. So it's like way more awkward.
I want to watch Curb Your Enthusiasm just so I can feel confident referring to it as only as Curb.
Curb.
That was at the new Curb, the new Kirby game? No, I have not played that yet.
Could also be shorthand for people that love vacuum cleaners.
Curbs.
Specifically the vacuum cleaners that are sold door to door.
Yep. I worked next in an office next to a Kirby office before, and they would start their mornings with a sales song.
Yeah.
Oh.
Flynn clapped. It's like it's a little weird little cult, little sales cult.
Terrifying. Are there still like door to door, like traveling salesmen like that?
I don't know. I think these people still do it, but it just ends up being like one person talks 8 of their family members into buying a vacuum cleaner for the next 30 years. And then.
Well, how are people having like second families now? Like if they're not traveling door to door, state to state, selling, you know, steak knives, vacuum cleaners, encyclopedias.
Don't you know it's the future? They're selling computer chips door to door. Cell phones.
And then you just
vaccines.
However you can find a new person to impregnate.
I'm a door to door vaccine salesman.
Yikes.
I think it's up to comedians now to have second families.
Oh no.
Chris, I think you need to get successful. So.
Only in liberal cities. I had a realization. To be a working road comic, you have to give a fuck about entertaining rural America. And yep. They can fuck off.
I just realized as a woman, it's kind of hard for me to have a second family. So, like, that dream is squashed.
You have to have, like, a 10-month sales trip to...
Or I just gotta find a dude with kids. It's like I got a second family that I spend time with. I spend more time with my stepkids than I do my actual kids.
That sounds pretty modern American.
Yeah. Who knows what I'm gonna turn into. I'm hitting 30 this year. The world is my oyster.
Oh, is this the decade that you...
that I get shitty?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is the decade where I start getting shitty. Anything before this
now
meant nothing.
Now you'll start making mistakes.
Yeah.
I don't know, what were your 30s like, Chris? Was it lots and lots of mistakes?
It was, personally, but it was all, stand-up comedy, really. That's yeah. What most of that time was, yeah, I was heavy doing mics, and then winning custody, not too many mics.
In my 20s, I was doing a lot of mics, but I was just fucking a lot of guys named Mike.
It's a pretty common name.
Yeah. You can find a lot of them if you just put in the tiniest bit of effort.
What were your 30s?
Just a blur of comedy, drugs, and drugs.
Crying.
A lot of crying.
I'm sure. I am sure.
I mean, you 20s. Were there for How a lot of my you? 30s. Yes, there was a lot of crying.
How old were you when you started?
25.
I was 24 when I started.
of like my 20s, I was in
old bitch.
I was in a relationship, so I didn't make a whole lot of the same mistakes I did in my 30s. Because I was also not on hard drugs, at least like not as openly as I was in my 30s.
That's what I'm going to pick back up in my 30s, is hard drugs.
I feel like my 40s is a good time.
Having a good time?
Yeah.
Doing good?
No, I mean for the hard drugs. I'm going to have an awful time. It's going to be terrible.
Well, hopefully we'll all fall into our hard drug phases again at the same time, and we'll just end up closer than we've ever been.
Yeah, we're going to squat in the same place.
Hell yeah.
I've got a really nice mattress that your boyfriend's. So we'll just all spend all day on that.
Hell yeah.
I feel like I am. This is the age where you start to make those pacts where it's like, you make sure they don't bury me because I don't want cremated, and I'll do the same for you.
Hell yeah.
What are the weirdest, like, pacts that you've made?
I don't know. None.
None?
Nah.
I had a.
I mean, but other than marriage, that I.
I had a homicide pact with Ryan DiPerna and John Hoffner, where we were all going to kill each other.
Okay.
Which I haven't talked to John in years, so that's not happening.
What's going to trigger it?
Just one of us is going to snap one day, and we're just going to kill each other.
Just an eventuality? Just,
yeah.
See who gets there first.
I think that was the plan.
I had a pact with someone who I was, like, definitely convinced was just, like...
The devil.
It was one of those things where I'm like, oh, this is just a very good friend of mine. There's obviously nothing more going on here. And, like, we even made, like, a pact that, like, if we ended up old, that we would take care of each other. And, like, 4 years later, I was like, how fucking blind was I? Just this man being like, I'll take care of you when you're old, and me being like, there's nothing to this.
Yeah. I did get in a marriage pact with another comic. We're not married by the time we're 40. We should get married.
How old are you, Jeremy?
I am 41.
I think what we're getting out of this is that Jeremy does not honor his pacts.
No. They just are silly little flights of fancy.
Yep. Silly little ways to prepare, to pretend like you're preparing for something.
Pax and holding the microphone close enough to his mouth. Two things Jeremy does not excel at.
That would be correct.
Eat that mic, you bitch.
Yeah.
Slap it.
Yeah, spit on it. Slap it on your face.
I don't like this. I don't like this.
We do.
You know what, though? I'd rather see Adam Sandler do it.
Same. I would constantly... Do you think I wouldn't rather be in a sketch group with Adam Sandler?
From your lips to David Spade's ears.
Man, I would rather have Adam Sandler in the Sad Boys than me. I'll work tech for Adam Sandler. I don't care.
Why do you assume you have a role once Adam Sandler shows up?
Yeah, I'll work
You're
tech.
Out. No one wants to look at you at all.
I'll work tech for Adam Sandler, if you know what I mean. I'll get real technical about it.
Hey, I had a question for you guys. What fantasy roast battles, any human beings ever, do you think this is a good bit?
Tanya Harding versus see... Nancy Kerrigan. Or...
Casey Anthony versus Kaylee Anthony. She's still a child, but she's been, like, sentient and just, like, observing Earth for, like, however many years have passed. So she's, like, just a fucking bitch to her mom.
Jodi Arias and Casey Anthony.
Do you remember when they had to explain to Jodi Arias what a cream pie was in court? And then she had to sit through that embarrassment, and then she still went to jail?
I think she knew what a cream pie was. I have a feeling. I think she wanted them to explain it to her in the courtroom and feel that embarrassment.
Hot. Who do you got? You got any fantasy roast battles?
I don't. I just thought of the question. Would I be an asshole if I had a whole, like, 10-minute bit? Instead of just doing the bit, I asked you guys first.
I just thought, like, maybe you had, like, two names to throw out that we could be like, ha ha ha, funny about.
I think Dan Harmon versus Chevy Chase would be.
Because you know Chevy Chase would get all bent out of shape about it.
Oh, yeah. I just realized if it was Ross from Friends and one of the kids from Dawson's Creek, James Corden has already been making everyone's dreams come true.
who's someone that's like really terrible and awful? And just like shitty and gross now.
Chris Farr.
That like you would definitely have like fucked the much less awful, gross, shitty version of them. Because Chevy Chase got me thinking about that. Like what a disappointment that that's what Chevy Chase turned out to be. Because Chevy Chase was fucking smoking.
Victoria Jackson was my Victoria, before she, like, started being all crazy, which made her uglier to me.
I get that, yeah. She's fucking whacked out, man.
But when she was doing the I Want to Be a Slut song on Saturday Night Live, I was a big
gimme. I, in retrospect, the grosser and less mentally stable he gets, the more I want to fuck John Mulaney. So you went to rehab and like got a divorce and now you're just like building your shit back up from scratch, like, oh boy. Let me at ya,
man.
I know. Am I gonna get Twitter mobbed if I say Carrie Fisher?
Why?
Because people were very pro Carrie Fisher at the end there.
I would have fucked old Carrie Fisher.
Look, if Carrie Fisher came on to me, it didn't matter what was going on in my life, I would have had to.
Hell yeah. I'd les out with old Carrie Fisher in a fucking heartbeat.
We have Carrie Fisher embroidery like quotes on the walls of my sister's.
Do you think there's a correlation between the weird Luke Leia thing in the first movie and the amount of incest porn on the internet today?
I think you may be onto something. I personally think it's because there are so many blended families now that divorce is more common.
Yeah, that's...
Either that or anime has infiltrated American pop culture so much that...
I don't know if it's as much that, it's just fucking octopus and tentacly stuff.
There's a lot of incest in Japanese stuff or something. I think part of it is because, like, there are different ways to say brother and sister, and then it translates over as incest. But I don't know.
Like, you think they're getting, like, they're actually just talking about black people, but it's getting translated.
No, when they're talking about black people in Japanese cartoons, you
say
know
no more.
Because you've got Mr. Pono.
Sorry, I'm slumped over here because I'm being a big old pussy because I hit that cigarette kind of weird.
That'll happen.
One day I'll be able to hang. One day.
Your 30s are the perfect time.
To start partying again. Ugh. Maybe this is the time I start doing cocaine more again.
This is the, it's when you double down on, like, I can handle it.
Yeah, I can do it. Fuck you.
I'm an adult, I'm a grown man, grown-ass man, I'm a grown-ass woman. I can do coke once in a while.
I can do coke most days.
I had those same thoughts. Yeah. Fun times.
If this were World War II, it would be prescribed.
Exactly. It would just be in my soft drink. Like, I'd be fine. I'd be fucking fine. Let me do my cocaine!
The generation that killed the Nazis did cocaine. I think there was more bad.
I feel it. I don't like getting the memories of being like, oh man, I kind of missed that drug. Cause it makes me feel 10 times scummier than when I actually did those drugs.
It's been well over 20 years, but every once in a while I get like a medication or like a nasal spray or something that drains the chemical back there. And it does, I go, oh, it's fucking bad.
Yeah, I get that. Another buddy of mine that I did meth with, like, can't even watch Breaking Bad.
I gotta do it.
He's just like, no.
Look what a good time Pinkman is having.
He won't let his wife, like, watch Celebrity Rehab when he's in there.
Well, I don't blame him for that one. That's more of a bummer than anything.
They're like us, but everybody knows who they are.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, suffer. So great, and they're suffering under a doctor that doesn't know what the fuck he's doing.
Who's the doctor on that show?
Dr. Drew.
Of course, I fucking get so angry at fucking Dr. Drew. I was big into Teen Mom for the longest time, and he was, whenever they would do, like, the end of the season reunion specials, he was the doctor. He was, like, the host of it. And the amount of times that, like, he would just be like, well, Chelsea, I know that Adam got into 3 different car accidents without a license, tested positive for methamphetamine, tried to take away his custody of your child, and told you that she was the biggest mistake that he had ever made. But can't you give him just a little bit of props for still showing up after all that? And people are like, what the fuck, man?
Yeah, he's like way more traditional than he needs to be.
He's just
Maybe you should just stick to like telling people about their pussies and shit.
Yeah, like remember when we all liked Dr. Drew and Adam Carolla and they weren't like nutbags?
Yeah, because it would literally just be like someone like calling in just being like, sometimes when I shave my pussy, this happens. Is this normal? And they're like, yeah, totally.
I called one time.
Did you?
I did.
Did you? Did you talk? Did you talk to Dr. Drew? Well,
were you I'm giving anal to my cats guy?
No, I asked them if somebody rapes a person and they have AIDS, are they a murderer? I was like 12.
What did they have to say to
that? I thought that was a intellectual question.
At 12.
Amazing.
They said, yeah.
They said, yeah. I didn't listen.
Well, Adam Carolla said, what are you thinking of doing, kid?
I feel like I didn't listen to so much of that as I did watch a bunch of Dr. Ruth really young. You guys remember Dr. Ruth?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I
don't.
Oh, she's just like this little old, like, Polish lady?
I know
who
it is now. Did she have a show?
Yeah.
But was it like HBO or...
It was, I remember watching probably reruns because it would be on like late night on the Oxygen channel. Mm-hmm. Oxygen television for women. And yeah, so it would just be like this little Eastern European woman just being like, you tell your lover to put his penis so far into your vagina. And it's just like, holy shit. She's like whipping out toys and stuff and like showing like the proper placement and everything. And she's like, yeah, you want to fuck, you fuck. And I'm like, thank you, like, 80-year-old woman.
80-year-old woman that was a sniper in the Israeli army.
Yeah. Holy shit, I forgot about that.
There's my roast battle answer. Dr. Drew and Dr. Phil.
Damn.
At the end of the show, the whole building explodes.
And we're all better
off for it.
Because
they really are the same guy.
Yeah.
They're just, it's the, like, Drew's the, like, fake liberal version of Dr. Phil.
I just want to thank Dr. Phil for giving us Behad Behavi.
Oh, yeah. She's wonderful.
She's the best.
I'm not familiar with her.
She's the catch me outside, how about that, girl? And she's a rapper, and it's the most fun shit in the world.
Say no more.
She's my favorite thing to ever happen.
Please don't say it anymore.
She's just like some girl that, like, you're like pumping gas at the gas station. She's like screaming at someone outside of it. And then once they're done fighting, she's just like, I got my mixtape.
Yeah,
title track, These Hoes.
That's real fun behavior that I'm not sick of.
Fair.
Whatever. You just don't know how to have a fucking good time, Chris.
You're probably right.
Do you, like, want me to kill you or something? Just so, like, things will, like, be over?
No, I just, my entire dating background is they could fill the Bad Girls Club for a season.
Just, you seem pretty fed up with most things. You just, like, want me to end it? You just want me to, like, fucking get it over with?
You want us to send over somebody with AIDS?
If not...
Too slow.
Well, I can stab you. Once, twice, maybe a few more times.
We'll see.
Okay.
Give it a few more weeks.
Okay. Alright. I'll keep that on the back burner. You're welcome.
Maybe your 30s will be about putting your friends out of their misery.
Yeah. I could do that. I'm a very compassionate person.
Although I do feel like I'm not in line in front of Jeremy.
Oh, I should kill Jeremy first?
Yeah, I'm bad off at the moment, but I see a way back. I don't know.
Jeremy would enjoy me killing him too much.
That's true. Yeah. Even if you threw me off my balcony and made it look like a suicide.
He would, like, a tear would roll down his eye and he'd be like, I always do it with you.
And I'm like, ah, fuck. I don't want to do this anymore. I just stop. I call 911 and I leave. Don't let him die. I can't.
This wasn't supposed to be intimate.
Yeah. This is not in the slightest. This was supposed to be about me letting out my rage.
No, if you kill me, like, and they catch you, they won't even prosecute.
If I kill you and they catch me, they'll be like, well, I mean, he was on death's door anyway.
They'll call you Dr. Kevorkian.
Yeah, do that. Call me that. Just like normally.
It was the men that killed the beast. It was love.
Yuck. Excuse me.
But speaking of your 30s, we do have a little something to announce this week.
Oh, do we? Are we announcing it this week?
I mean, you have AIDS?
Yes.
What the fuck does that have to do with my 30s, Chris Paw?
I have AIDS. I got them from Tabitha.
What? How did I give you AIDS?
Because, like, you had this monkey at your apartment. And it was sexy.
And we're all like, Jeremy, don't fuck the monkey. Jeremy's like, I'm gonna fuck that monkey.
I do not co-sign or endorse or agree with any of the shit these two jokers are pulling right now.
I'm just saying.
Hold me to that, Chris Clem.
You add an AIDS monkey to the mix and expect Jeremy not to fuck it. It's kind of on you.
Well, I guess it was my fault for choosing to have a monkey as a pet that happened to be what gave Jeremy AIDS. Yes, that is totally my fault. This thing I definitely did.
The monkey definitely taught me, too. So it was really weird.
Get the fuck out of here! Get the fuck out of here! I'm pissed.
I just wanted it to give me AIDS instead of me taking it from it.
Yeah, he gave you AIDS in a little fucking cardboard box wrapped up with a pretty bow.
Also, I think it goes without saying that the monkey was a top. I don't think you had to say that. No one thinks you have the energy to be a top. That's probably true.
Yeah, Jeremy just laid there and let him do the work. He's like, oh no, this monkey sure is giving me AIDS, I guess.
Bliss sigh.
I'm mad.
Just laid there with his couch on fire, getting fucked by a monkey.
This is not how this announcement was supposed to go. This is not, I was so excited for like 5 seconds, and then it was all just monkey fucking talk. And now I'm fucking charged, okay? The fuck?
The monkey didn't come either.
Jeremy! How much is
again! Again, it's assumed! No one thinks you can make anything come. You don't have to add that in there. Shut the fuck up.
I fucking hate this so goddamn much. Best episode yet. Do you have anything else to add, Jeremy?
No, I think.
Think you're good? Think you're done acting out?
The bit was over when the monkey fucked you. You had to describe none of it.
But now it's topping
theater
you.
Theater of the mind.
And it's not coming. And it's not this. Oh my god. Wow. I can't
the
wait.
Biggest problem. The biggest problem is that you have to project all of your real life shortcomings onto every bit. And nothing's coming.
What was the real problem, Jeremy? What? Please, we're all curious.
Well, since monkeys don't have thumbs, they can't give you a reach around.
They do have thumbs!
They're the closest thing to us.
The monkey thumb is like, it doesn't
jerking
stick out.
Things off is one of the things monkeys do the best.
Fucking monkeys are the best at fucking jacking and being jacked, okay?
They have a grip that allows them to swing from trees.
Monkeys don't have thumbs, you dumb bitch.
He has a thumb. He didn't want to touch your gross dick. It's assumed at the beginning of the bit.
Monkeys don't have thumbs, you dumb bitch. I can't wait. Wow, I can't wait to recommend this episode to people. Do you want to hear some of the dumbest nonsense you've ever fucking heard and then hear me have a goddamn aneurysm over it?
You're done.
Fine, alright, I'll turn the mic
off. Just me and Chris now. It's only me and Chris the rest of this episode.
We didn't want to deconstruct your whole style. But you've been laid bare, faggot.
I hate it. I hate it all. I'm just gonna smoke this cigarette.
Jeremy got Family Guide. Remember the time Jeremy added on 12 layers of gross details that no one needed? Oh, you don't know which clip to cut to, do you?
It's all of them.
It's all Jeremy does. I like having these recordings after like a week of rehearsing with Jeremy. And then it's just like anytime I'm just having a bad day or I'm feeling kind of bitchy, I'm like, just save it for Saturday.
Is it just a lot of the sad boys going like, no, Jeremy, this script doesn't need more mucus?
No, Jeremy, this script doesn't call for you being fucked by a monkey.
Why not? We can put it on the mayo.
We don't have the budget to keep renting out monkeys anymore, okay? The last exotic animal place that we rented a monkey from, they banned us after they saw how fucking traumatized that monkey came back. It was a cute one. It was a little capuchin monkey, too.
Brave or mojo.
Excuse me? I don't understand that. I don't understand that, and I'm terrified.
Is this
a reference?
An anime thing?
No, when Homer...
Is this a wrestling thing?
No, it's a Simpsons reference. When Homer got the helper monkey, and then after Homer traumatized the monkey, those were his last words of the episode.
Alright.
Okay, see, we'll I made a slide. More mainstream reference for once.
We're not looking for mainstream. We're looking for not turds and snot.
I haven't watched The Simpsons regularly since I stopped fucking a person who made me watch The Simpsons regularly.
Fair. Nick always has this.
Not that there's anything bad.
Thanks for telling everyone it was Nick.
Oh, God. Of all the things I didn't do, that is one that I will probably always be the gladdest of. I remember when I was like, oh, Nick stopped drinking. Good, I remember that Halloween he got really drunk and wouldn't stop staring at my tits super blatantly. I made Adam Janovic drive me home. I'm not having fun anymore. I get that I'm dressed as Courtney Love, but please be sneaky about it. Please, people, still look at me. Please, please still look at my tits. Please still notice that there are good things about me physically. Just subtly do so, you know?
Just stand next to this fat motherfucker over here. I'm just dialed in on hating Jeremy right now.
Yeah, let's keep doing it. Fuck you, Jeremy.
It's so easy, guys.
Alright. Big announcement.
Oh yeah, there's a big announcement. So Jeremy fucked another monkey.
Then there were two monkeys. A top and a bottom.
Jeremy was sandwiched between these two monkeys.
No, they were fucking each other and ignoring Jeremy.
Jeremy was too...
He had to bribe them with bananas.
Jeremy was too sad to even jerk off in the corner.
Alright, do the announcement. You fucking pile of shit.
Yeah, you big dumb bitch. Fucking tell them the good news.
So the good news. October 30th. East End Bistro and Pub will be the roast of the Cat of the Jones.
Me.
I saw Jeremy the other day, and we were talking about this, and
so we should see if it's okay with Tabitha first. And I was like, dude, it's okay with Tabitha. Are you telling me that you think you're going to ask her what doesn't want a month of attention, but people writing jokes about her, that she's going to be like, no.
Everyone has to think about me. He literally was like, would you be, and he asked me, and I threw my hands up in the air and just paraded up and down the sidewalk we were on. He was like, me? The roast of me? Yeah. Duh.
Tabitha's literally just on her feet.
Standing.
Stood up.
No, my feet were going a little bit numb. I had to get my circulation going. No, yeah, I'm very excited.
Yeah, so that will be our second show in the month of October.
Mandatory thinking about Tabitha all of October.
And, I will be in touch with some of you listeners soon to be a part of it. So, yeah.
I hope people are listening to this never contact.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck, Jeremy? I like Tabitha.
I like Tabitha enough to call her a fat bitch a few different ways. Speaking of listeners, Chris Clem, I got my Cedar Point 2022 gold pass today. I'm saying, come on back to Ohio, Chris Clem. That gold pass is only $99. You can go to Cedar Point whenever you want.
For next year.
And they're the rest of the season this year. So, all of Hollow weekends.
Okay.
And then all of next year. And it's literally the price.
I was
going
to say, if it's just for next year, that's awfully confident. I wouldn't buy anything for more than 6 months out.
I get it. I mean, there's a reason I'm spending money. I'm not really relying on anything.
Got it. No need for savings.
No need for savings. I mean, I've got some savings, but you know what? I'm not really thinking about, like, adding to it.
I'd just be leaving it to whoever has access to my bank card at the time.
Exactly. Use some of it to pay for burning me up. Put me in, like, a little, strawberry. Doesn't even have to be anything real fancy.
To burn you up?
No, like, once they burn me up, instead of getting an urn, put me in a strawberry Nesquik container.
So they give you, like, a box.
Mm-hmm.
That's your basic.
You got me to funnel that into whatever you want. I don't want anyone doing that tacky shit where they're like, we're going to make jewelry out of your ashes. Leave me in my strawberry Nesquik container and let me be.
And chunk that off a bridge.
Where I've always been, scattered around the flats.
That's where I want my bridges scattered. It's the Cuyahoga River and the flats.
I literally just toss them in the trash can.
pour out my ashes in the women's bathroom at LVT. The one right next to the men's bathroom, because that's the one you can go hook up in. You both just act like you're going to the bathroom. No one's the wiser.
Good tips for new comics.
Real strong lock on that LBT bathroom.
And it's also fun because it smells like urine the whole time.
Yeah. You can act like you're doing more fun shit than you actually are. It's like, ooh, we got time for fist play? What? We're not just fucking on a counter real quick?
So, new segment, Tabitha described places to completely disassociate.
100%. LVT bathroom, that parking lot behind TikTok. That's a good one. All sorts of parking garages. I had a joke brewing when they were doing those, just like those Cleveland tours. And it's just like, you get on the bus with me, and I take you to all the places that, like, I've, like, blown someone in a car. And they're like, Tabitha, this is around a lot of open mics. And I'm like, well, you see. It's a correlation there.
It's a coincidence. If you put a pin on them on a map, it makes a pentagram.
You get your map on the floor and your candles out, you summon the blowjob demon.
It's just me.
It's you show up. Oh, fuck.
I'm like, nah, you should be a lot happier to see the blowjob demon.
I mean, you're the one that's like, oh, fuck.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit. Well, guess this is what I got today.
I didn't know monkeys could cast spells. God damn it.
Fuck you.
Jeremy, we're making lighthearted jokes.
About human blowjobs.
We're making lighthearted jokes about how my head game is fucking bananas, okay? We're not... And you want to know what? That's something someone actually said to me once. So it wasn't even me trying to make a banana monkey pun. No. It is a compliment I have received.
Fantastic.
Get to know Tabitha Jones.
It was Halloween. I was dressed like Snoop Dogg. I said bananas a lot.
I remember that you had excellent jokes.
I was, at least it's not another fucking a monkey reference, I guess. Anyways, what bus tour would you give of Cleveland?
Oh shit. I don't know. Like, when somebody comes to visit the city, I generally take them to, like, the West Side Market. And,
where I stab somebody. Yeah.
Your version of Tabitha's.
I'll just take them to all
bus tour.
Tabitha's cum lots.
I'll just take them to all the places that I've done shows at that are now closed. So it's like, here's the corner pub, here's the Madison pub, here's Maximum.
No, I want the tour where you got put on probation. And,
here's where we got pulled over.
Or just literally do Tabitha's. Where are all the parking lots you live?
Yeah, I'm like lost in thought. I'm literally like, I'm just like thinking about all these parking lots now. It's like, good times, man. Good times.
I don't know, my version of that would probably be like, here are all the places that Jeremy got too drunk and threw up outside and almost got arrested.
I'll accept the threw up drunk tour.
Man, I was fun. I was a lot of fun.
Fantastic.
See, this is the thing. It's like now, like, I can't just like blow random people in parking lots. I'm like, you have to write jokes about me all month so I know you're thinking about me.
It's a very whimsical blowjob tour.
Tabitha's
just a lot of whimsy.
Tabitha's magical mystery blowjob tour.
So I think, you know, we know some people that do some bus tours. We can get this set up.
We can. Or I'll pile a handful of people into my Ford Focus. We'll go.
I'll go and point out, like, the buildings I was in when different times that I just realized that nothing in my life is working.
Aren't those fun thoughts to have? great realizations to have dawn upon you. Wow, none of this is what I want. Maybe I'm having a little crisis, guys.
Here's the gas station I was sitting at after the gig salad gig that went terribly.
That was fine. I went straight to the ad hoc and had a great time after that gig.
I miss Chris Paw trying to solicit regular comedy work on Gig Salad.
It's still there, it just, you know.
When you said, I miss Chris Paw trying to solicit, I thought that was going to go a much different way.
A monkey for sex.
No, Chris is a true bestiality fan. He needs a less intelligent animal to fuck.
I love looking at Chris's face whenever Jeremy makes this joke because I can just see how fucking fed up Chris is. Here we are, another fucking week, another fucking
something less
beast
intelligent than a monkey. I already established I would never fuck Jeremy, so it just leaves the oxen in the field.
Or a dog with a head injury. She got bonked by a car, but her body's still working pretty good. Don't worry about that. God, I love you, dumb bitches.
But not only is Tabitha having a show all about her, we're also back at East End on October 2nd.
Yeah, regular shit, whatever.
Joe Graham defending his belt.
I hope every joke that Joe tells is a rap. Everyone.
That would be fun. Can he stand up to the power of Vicky Genosi? That is the question. He's a very hateful man.
And then they fucked a monkey.
Loser fucks a monkey. Winner fucks a monkey. New stakes at the ad on the Attack Show.
We got a top and a bottom monkey here. The winter bottoms for the monkey.
1 month is just going to be hosted by the fucking monkeys. We're just going to take a little break. And they just come up and they just fuck for about 30 seconds. And then over a microphone, we're just like, give them a round of applause. And then the next battle starts. Ad Hominem Attack Show, all of the battles are just two monkeys fucking. Monster at the end of the show, two bigger monkeys fucking.
It's like a throwback to when Ryan and I hosted together.
I remember the few times before we like took our first little break where I tried to manage hosting the show with you and Ryan. And that did not happen. I could not wrangle that.
The difficult men to wrangle.
Yeah, tell me about it. Very familiar.
I don't think I ever once got visibly angry and threw equipment across the room.
You know, I think that's going to be my new shtick when we come back. I'm going to show up about an hour and a half, 2 hours early, and I'm going to drink the whole time. And then by the time it's time for showtime, I'm going to either have, like, physically fought like half the people there.
Well, then I'm going to put all my beers on your tap because you're too drunk to notice.
this is part of being old hickory, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then you fuck someone and you go home.
Probably a monkey.
I'm done. I'm fucking done with it. What, Jeremy?
No.
What? Jeremy just had a fucking seizure.
I had a seizure because I had a line. I was like, nope.
Oh, Jeremy's censoring himself.
Don't you dare
himself.
Make that connection. Don't you do it.
I'm not going to.
This is a wholesome monkey fucking joke that we've been doing here. Don't you go muddying it up with your...
With my nonsense? Okay.
Yeah.
With your white nationalism.
Thank you, Chris. You put it perfectly.
My white nationalism.
Yeah.
Your Jewish white nationalism.
You fat bitch.
Your Ben Stein nationalism.
And any time this fucking beanbag full of rotten potatoes wants to make any sort of like racist jab or mention in the slightest, just how Jeremy, how do you look in the mirror
Barely.
And think, you know what's superior? This.
I never think of it as superior. I just know everything is superior.
Thank God you don't see yourself highly.
No. Not at all.
Thank God.
No, I can't imagine you with a huge ego.
I miss Chris Klemm. I feel like Chris Klemm could really balance out some of the anger I'm having here.
Maybe you should go off.
God. I don't even know what the fuck to go off about anymore. This monkey fucking bitch. Every time Jeremy's just like something wildly inappropriate, I'm just like, remember, you are a fat bitch. That is the point I would like to make. You, sir, in shorts or slacks, in a t-shirt or a button-up, freshly washed or 9 days out from a shower, you, my friend, are a fat bitch. And I understand. You may think, Tabitha, I look at you, I can tell you are fat. Tabitha, I listen to the things you have to say. I can tell you're a bitch. Yes, I am fat and I am a bitch. Jeremy is a fat bitch.
Jeremy's fat bitchness starts with his mind.
Jeremy's mind is a fat bitch. At least my mind is skinny and beautiful. And it's trapped inside of this body, being perfect and wonderful.
Right.
But you, to your core and your brain, are a fat bitch.
It's a reverse-engineered fat bitch.
I can't wait to go and get acrylic nails soon. So the podcast will soon be able to hear the clacking of my nails, to hear how incensed I am with this man. You know, I was going to go off about how, like, we don't have recreational weed in Ohio yet.
Oh, we'll be lucky to have abortion in Ohio in a month.
God, just fucking... I'm going to end up in, like, someone's kitchen with just, like, a bottle of Coke rammed up there. Being like, this is going to do it, right? This is going to do it. Yeah. I'm going to end up having to, like, pay a man to just, like, punch me in the stomach 25 times. And then I'm going to have to, like, fight the urge to fuck him after. Real horny show today. Real horny show. But yeah. I just want to be able to fucking buy some edibles down the street. But no, I'm too worried about what's going to happen if I can't get an abortion. I have a great joke about this. For years, I've had a fantastic joke.
You can hear that on Tabitha's upcoming album. Jeremy is a fat bitch.
I'm just saying there's a reason I bought that Cedar Point gold pass. So if abortion ever becomes illegal...
You're going to stand in front of those bottles where they throw baseballs?
Now all you got to do is ride the Val Raven like 5 times. It just drops you. I'm like, like the shit gets scrambled up in there. The second I miss my period.
That little fucker won't know
what. Yep. That little clump of cells that people like to give a voice that says, "Mommy, why would you do this to me?"
I think someone should invent a, you know, they do noise on kidney stones.
Mm-hmm.
Just move that over a little bit. Knock the fetus right out. It'll crush a stone. It'll crush a baby. That's a good idea.
This is true. See, we're out here giving people helpful health advice.
Innovating fetus murder. The murder of fetuses.
Like
this
we
is
need.
The podcast medical advice you should be taking.
Yeah.
You're
like, "Doc, got a kidney stone."
Wink,
wink,
wink, wink, wink.
Got a kidney stone and we're...
No, yeah, I'm definitely just going to start running parlors where we just have a bunch of strong men to fucking hit women in the gut.
I think just put on, like get a real bass heavy speaker and sit on it. Maybe Howard Stern could do a thing where he screams and, like, you know, remember how he would talk
it up?
Yeah, maybe he could do that, but...
Tabitha's Emporium of Strong Men and Staircases.
Yeah, I don't know. Isn't it the American way? When something gets in our way, we innovate. So I think this is just a new opportunity to find ways of doing abortions.
Yeah, I'm an entrepreneur.
That's right.
None of you get that $10,000 cash prize for turning her in either, snitches.
Yeah. Fucking bitches.
That's so fucking wild.
Fucking $10,000 to fucking snitch on someone living their goddamn lives.
For people that are like, we can't afford to fight a pandemic.
Yep.
We can afford to reward you for ratting your neighbors up.
You're literally fucking just hunting people at this point. You're literally just like casing people.
Which is Texas's favorite thing to do, and I'm sure they're 2 steps away from some law that lets them shoot people. That fetus was in imminent danger.
Have you seen people actually, like, posting about, "I don't know whether I should do this, but I really need the money, and I know my sister got an abortion."
What the fuck?
It's insane.
Yeah, there's a reason I'm spending money, I'm just acting how I need to, I'm fucking... Because, like, even if everything doesn't, like, explode soon... Imminently? What's the fucking point? What's the fucking point?
You know who does shit like that? Loki gave up Thor in one movie for a reward.
That's true.
The villain. That's what villains.
The villain.
It's villain behavior.
But I expect nothing less out of Texas.
Who is anything... What the fuck is Texas for? Who gives a shit, like... Let them withdraw.
It's not like California, where California is like ranked as high, it has a more valuable economy than most countries. I don't think Texas is the same.
I don't think so. It's all just like the hats and salsa with corn in it.
Okay, corn salsa is pretty dope, though.
Yeah, we have it. We already, but we know how we don't need them. Is what I'm saying. We don't need the barbecue. Like, just look up a recipe online.
Mm-hmm.
They've outlived their usefulness in Texas. Make the whole place a wall for all I care.
Yeah, I can't think of anything I like in Texas. There are a couple comics I like, but that's it. They can move.
Yeah, just get out of there.
Escape while you can.
I think the rest of us should find like a program to move Florida into Texas, and then move like the cool like Austin and the cities into what would be left of Florida. See, we empty Florida into Texas, let all them die of COVID, and move the decent people in the cities to Florida.
That's a lot of work. I'd rather just like step in front of a car.
Well, that does sound a little easier.
Doesn't it sound lovely?
That does sound pretty good.
Doesn't it sound just like really nice and peaceful? Let's splatter you to high fucking heaven. Their problem now.
After this show, I'm just going to go lie down to the entrance of Swenson's parking lot.
Like, oh, when they install this speed bump.
That's the thing, you'll survive. You just have to pay for a bunch of people's cars.
God damn. I knew I was problem. Too fat to be killed by a car.
Yeah, you're like a deer. You're just gonna fuck up the car more than it fucks up you. Yeah, stupid bitches.
What a deer?
Fuck, dumb bitch.
At Howard of Attack Show, October 2nd, October 30th, the week of the 15th. Details later.
Yeah.
Details. Deets incoming.
Mm-hmm.
Incoming deets. Every day this month, Jeremy gets fucked by a monkey. Catch that on youporn.com. Jesus fucking Christ, this is awful. .net.
.gov.
.gov.
No, it's going to be on Pornhub because they don't take anything down.
They don't.
Is that true?
There's a whole thing.
Sounds like a challenge to me.
There's a whole thing with that.
Alright. That's it.
Forget it, Jake! It's Chinatown!
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.